Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Broadcasting nationally from his studios at the Talkers Communications Center, it's the Michael Harrison Show. And now, your host, Michael Harrison.
And our telephones are open to you if you want to participate in the conversation. It's a very, very broad realm that we cover on this developing program, and it's organic and developing, and it's been very stimulating. It's been enlightening. It's been challenging, and I'm just very grateful to be here, and I'm very grateful more than my being here. I'm grateful that you're there. 877-807-4048 is our telephone number, and if you happen to be listening live, you can jump in and offer a comment, offer a topic, offer a question, or maybe even an answer. And it would be my pleasure to talk to you. 877-807-4048. Again, as I've mentioned, I'm not sure what context you're listening to this on. I am. I see the world through the lens of media. I am a media freak. That's basically what I'm about. I find profound connections between the technology of communication and how we operate socially and intellectually as human beings. I have no idea if you heard the last hour, and I'm breaking the rules of radio by talking about different hours, let alone different segments. Everything is very modular these days and multi-platformed. You might be listening to this as a podcast. You might be listening to this 5,000 years from now, if that's the case. Hello from 2016. It was fun being here. Hope you're okay. Or you might be listening tomorrow. So it makes the kind of a radio show that Dr. Joy Brown did, you know, call in and you have a line of calls and tell me your problem and I'll give you your answer. It makes it kind of difficult. Joy dealt with that problem, and she did so very effectively. I'm not as patient as she is. I'm also not as prepared, in as much as this program had, we had no idea we would be doing this program several weeks ago. And quite frankly, in many ways, I'm not sure why I'm doing it now. But we are doing it. We're doing it for many, many reasons, all of which blur into each other and not are completely defined. But I am here, and I'm going to stay here for as long as I can, as long as you are there. And we do know that people are listening. We're getting a lot of very nice feedback through the very thing that we talk about rewiring our nervous systems, and that is social media. As a matter of fact, Joy used Facebook and Twitter very effectively in communicating on the two-way street that is today's communication. If there's any one thing for sure, we're moving out of the era of I talk and you listen, or we perform and you observe. Although there's a lot to be said for that too. I mean, would you if you went to a Broadway play and you're watching, you pay $200 for the ticket, or you go to a baseball game, you pay $800 to sit in a seat, or you're at a football game, and you're watching the game, you're watching the play, and somebody in the audience raised their hand and said, no, don't sing that, sing this, or and gets up and starts singing, you might find that to be a problem. And so we sort of like have the crashing freight trains of different culture, 20th century culture and 21st century culture, in terms of how many lanes are there in all of or on all of the highways of communication. And to me, this is just fascinating. So my main theme in life is the rewiring of the human nervous system. I think that is what is going on at this particular point in history. And it's been going on, I would say it's been going on in a big way since around 1990. And it will probably continue all the way through around 2025, 2030. And we will call this the digital era. past that, if we don't, you know, blow ourselves up, send ourselves back to the Stone Age or get hit by an asteroid, I think we're going to evolve past the digital era and we're going to go into what's called the quantum era. And when we go to the quantum era, everything that we think at this point is so modern, is so futuristic, is so technological, and we're all so connected, and we're all in each other's head, and we're all addicted to our iPhones, and we jump every time we hear the beep, and we're constantly checking our email. All of that modern stuff that is increasing our interconnectivity and making us rewired is going to seem clunky and obsolete. In other words, we're in the Model T era of technological innovation. When we go into the quantum era, that is when we finally figure out how to make quantum computers operate as effectively as digital computers operate today. The jump forward in terms of computer power, in terms of computer intelligence, is going to be exponentially beyond what we're doing today, to the point that I do not have the words to describe how different society will be. Based on the trends and the way things are going, if you were to suddenly pop up 30 years from now, you would be helpless. You, first of all, the language will be very different. You will not understand 20% of the words that you hear. Maybe 25% of the words will be words that are completely foreign to you, even if you speak English or whatever you speak. If you speak Spanish, if you speak French, there will be new words that you will not know. There will be customs that will seem extremely unfamiliar to you, and you won't know how to operate anything. You won't know how to operate your refrigerator. You won't know how to operate your car. You won't know how to get into your door. Aren't you finding that now? Well, whatever it is that you're finding now is going to be even more profoundly different once we go into that era where computers are 1,000 times faster, 10,000 times faster, and more intelligent and can process information faster than now. And we don't have to hold the phone in our hand. All you have to do is think a certain combination of numbers or twitch your nose like Samantha the Witch. I'm not kidding. You remember I said this to you. Not that I'm the first one saying this. I'm just one of the loudest voices saying this in popular culture. It will be inside your head. Because have you ever like fallen asleep and suddenly heard a sound or seen a vision that pops up in your head and you go, oh, what was that? Because it seemed totally real. And then you realize it was coming from inside your head, not from outside your head. Well, the human brain has the capability of recreating reality if you tap into it properly. And quite often in that dream state between being awake and going to sleep, we're able to monitor it from our conscious perspective, the unconscious. When you go deep into unconscious sleep, well, you often forget it. Sometimes, though, you wake up in the middle of a dream and you realize, oh my gosh, I'm still dreaming, and then you have what's called a lucid dream. And if you've ever had a lucid dream, which is different than a realistic dream, a lucid dream is that, oh my gosh, this is real, and I'm dreaming, oh gosh, and then you jump off the cliff and you fly. That's flying is like one of the things people do during lucid dreams, and you get that rush, the G-forces, as if you're on a roller coaster, and it's all in your head. Well, the brain is capable of recreating every single color, every single sound, every single taste, every single feel that your senses bring in through the portals known as your eyes, your nose, your fingers, your ears, your skin. And the technology is going to tap directly into those parts of the brain so that it will be considered archaic to use your ears, your nose, your fingers. You won't need to. Talk about virtual reality. There'll be no goggles. 877-807-4048. We're going to be joined by my buddy, Richard Neer, next, right here on what used to be called a radio. Michael Harrison with you.
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, grain-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Nationally from his studios, it's the Michael Harrison Show. Call Michael Harrison at 877-807-4048.
Okay, I'm sitting here looking at a, I wanted to refresh my memory about something. I'm looking at a, on YouTube, on my little iPad, at the arrival of a train at, what the heck is the word, Ciotat, at La Ciotat. Which was produced, it's called the first movie ever made in history in 1896 by the Lumiere brothers. And it's basically a train coming into a station, not coming directly like a 3D movie at the front, but it's going off to the side and was like a quarter shot. And the people are, chasing the train, and it's pulling in. And it's black and white, and it's all clunky. I mean, it's very primitive. And when it was first shown in the movie theater, people reportedly ran for the doors because they thought a train was coming at them. Even though it's black and white and very, very flickery, it looked to the people as though it were real. They'd never seen anything like that, and frightened the heck out of them. And that was high tech for the time. And what I was talking before about the rewiring of the human nervous system, media, it seems that from the very beginning, the purpose of media is to recreate reality, and our brains do the job of the computers. Our brains fill in the pieces. So when my generation were kids and we used to listen to transistor radios, they sounded like full-dimensional concert performances. And then when hi-fi came, it was remarkable. And then when stereo came, it was even more remarkable. And when people watched black and white movies, when there was no color, they didn't realize that movies could be color. When people watched silent movies, the idea of having the screen actors talking seemed ridiculous. It would be funny. You can't do it. And then they did it, and they got used to that. So it's not so profound, folks, when I say that eventually we're going to bypass all equipment, and virtual reality will not be, you know, riding a roller coaster with goggles on, which I think is... I'm afraid to try it because I'll get nauseous, but I'd love to try it anyway for the experience, these virtual reality roller coasters that they have now. But eventually, you'll consume media in a space that won't be in any way, shape, or form, you won't be able to differentiate it from real life at all. Just like the people watching that movie coming at them, they thought it was real. I'm joined by my partner in media, friend, buddy, a guy that... we have been friends since 1967, working at radio stations together, making radio shows together, talking about subjects like this. He's a Renaissance man. He is a rock and roller. He's a sportsman. He has a show on WFAN in New York, sports talk radio, one of the biggest stations in the country. He wrote the book, The Rise and Fall of FM Radio, published by Villard, and is one of the books that is of record in terms of the history of rock radio on FM. He has now developing a following as an author of murder mysteries. He's a Renaissance man. Richard Neer, welcome to the, we're now calling it the Michael Harrison Show on what used to be called a radio. How's that for a creative name?
That's pretty creative. You know, with that great introduction, I really would love to tell you what I'm doing right now, but I'm not sure how you will react to it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I hope it has nothing to do with bodily functions.
It does.
But oh, you're, oh, great.
Mine. What? But not mine.
You mine? Know, have you hacked me?
No.
Wait a second. Okay, all right, I'm braced. I'm braced for it. What are you doing?
Are you familiar with the song Sweet Virginia by the Rolling Stones?
Vaguely.
Vaguely. There is a chorus in it trying to scrape the bump off my shoes.
Oh.
Do you recall that?
Yes. Oh, is that what you're doing right now? Oh, my gosh. I thought you were listening to the song.
No, right before
we
came on the air, I went outside and I was walking around the yard and I go, oh my God, there's something smells strange here. And sure enough, I looked down and there on my brand new Eddie Bauer hiking shoes. Well, you can fill in the rest, can't you?
Why don't you look where you step?
Well, it's my front yard. I mean, dogs aren't allowed to do their business in my front yard.
Obviously they are. You better put up a bigger fence or sell tickets. Let me ask you a question. I want to ask you a profound question about metaphysics. Why is it that when we have new shoes, a new shirt, or new anything, a new car, you can be sure almost immediately you'll either step in you know what, or have somebody scratch you or spill ketchup on your shirt? Why does that not happen with old shoes and old clothes and old cars?
Well, you know, it's because when we go out to eat, some of us still dress up. I realize a lot of people don't, but you
wear something. I always put on a clean T-shirt.
Yeah, you want to wear something nice, and sure enough, I just for lunch had a BLT. And the thing was so thick that it was impossible to eat neatly. In other words, every bite you took, you had to wipe off your mouth because there was mayonnaise or something on your face. And obviously, no matter how where you put your napkin, some of it's going to get on whatever you're wearing.
Richard, this is disgusting. Do you know?
You called me, right, to talk about my eating habits and my scraping habits.
So are you rid of the poop, or is it still there on your shoes? You see, my theory is you're never going to enjoy those shoes again. I'm sorry. You have to buy a new pair.
No, don't say that. No, don't say that.
Well, how do you clean a nice pair of Eddie Bauer shoes?
Well, the majority of the substance has been scraped off. However, I'm going to take it into, we have a, what you call a slop sink, you know, a sink that is in your garage where people do gardening and stuff. And I'm going to take that and I've got a brush and I will clean the bottom of these shoes and they'll be good as new. But I don't look forward after we get off the air to my next job.
Okay, but whatever you do, don't use a good brush.
I'm going to use my toothbrush. That's okay.
Okay, enough of this. I mean, you know, this is not the kind of show that I'm doing.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Well, it is now, I guess. That's terrible. No, it's awful. You have my heartfelt sympathy. However, isn't that funny? Isn't it funny how we laugh at other people's hardships when it's something like that? I have to tell you, I think it's funny, although it isn't funny when it happens to you. Although you're laughing, you're being a good sport.
The old Woody Allen line, tragedy plus time equals comedy.
Yeah. Do you ever find yourself watching those tapes, those video tapes? I got to get that word out of my lexicon. Those videos on YouTube that are called fails. FAILS, great fails. And they're basically people falling off of skateboards, falling through roofs, you know, accidents, people slipping on banana peels. There are hundreds of them now. And you talk about a guilty pleasure. I find myself sometimes watching them and laughing and then feeling awful. For doing
well,
that.
I've got news for you. There's a television channel where they have fails. And
all right, well,
blooper.
All right, we're going to talk about stuff when we come back. We're playing music. We'll be right back. We're talking to Richard Neer, a very sophisticated Renaissance man. Sorry, folks. We'll give it a second shot. Don't get disgusted yet. I'm Michael Harrison, 877-807-4048.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, ! When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Conversation about life in these rapidly changing times. The Michael Harrison Show.
And they're very stimulating. My olfactory system has been stimulated by the erudite Richard Neer. After that wonderful introduction I gave you as a man of letters, Richard, you brought us back to our days as shock jocks. But actually, some of the stuff that's in the news today and some of the things that are happening in life are even more shocking than any shock jock of the 70s or 80s could possibly have imagined. How's your shoe doing? Is it okay?
I apologize for taking the show in a scatological direction. I know you called me to talk about serious matters, so
serious matters.
Into that. Okay, yes, yeah, serious matters.
Well, that's okay. Sometimes it's just fun to have a little bit of levity. We've been dealing with some very serious matters. As a matter of fact, these are such serious times that a little laugh is occasionally part of one of my missions. Is just to help people overcome fear, anxiety, and depression. Although in the last hour of the show, we were talking to our friend Steve Wiseman about the dangers of hacking and breaching and the loss of privacy that the modern era has heaped upon us. And that's not fun. There's nothing uplifting about that. And so I actually welcome the poop that you've brought to the table.
Michael, you remember back in the 30s? I mean, not that we lived back
then. I remember the 30s. What are you kidding? Go ahead. Yes, I remember the 30s very well. I was 50 years old back then.
During the Depression, when things were arguably a lot worse than they are now, and I think we could make a case that they were, you know, with unemployment and everything else that was going on, and we don't have to go history lessons there, people wanted escape, and they went for those big Busby Berkeley musicals. They went for slapstick comedy. Anything to get away from their daily life, which was very depressing then. It was the escape. And it's like the holodeck in Star Trek, you know, when Captain Kirk or Lieutenant Picard had such a hard time. They go to the holodeck for a little R&R, and maybe that's what we need as a nation right now.
Yeah, no question about it. And well, we have, you know, we have the Kardashians for that. We have reality TV for that. We have virtual reality roller coasters for that. So, you know, there is that. Have you ever considered trying one of these virtual reality roller coasters? Are you aware of them? Are you familiar with? If you're not familiar with them,
I'm very aware of them. But you and I go back so far. There was one time I visited Michael Harrison in California, and he took us to Disneyland, the original Disneyland. And Michael is one who loves to go on roller coasters and rides and Space Mountain. So I was kind of naive. So, sure, I'll go on Space Mountain with you. It was one of the worst experiences of my life. You're in the dark, and all of a sudden the ground drops from below you. You sink down, and you think, oh, my God. And I'm not into those thrill rides at all. Even virtual thrill rides have nothing that I am attracted to at all.
Okay, well, then,
I'm sure you will.
No, I don't. I worry about it. I can't. You see, my problem is I've always had an inner ear situation where it doesn't take much for me to get seasick. And if I turn the wrong way, or I'm driving out of a driveway and I'm looking behind me, and then, you know, the car shifts or something, I could be ruined for the next 12 hours.
This is not for you, then.
You know, so, and I have found that, you know, those little machines they have, you get in it and it moves a little bit and you're watching a screen and you see, you know, a scene in front of you, and it gives you the feeling that you're on a roller coaster or you're on a boat going fast. I last approximately 30 seconds and I'm sick. I used to love to ride roller coasters because I like the G-force thing where you're going straight, and I could take a turn. The spinning rides were always deadly for me. The roller coasters were my passion. But I found as I got older that I would come off of roller coasters that I used to ride without any consequence, and I would feel vertigo and dizzy. So I feel really left out. Of all of these great thrill rides, the me that you do back at Disneyland, yes, there still is a place called Disneyland, folks, certainly in the shadow of Disney World, that Michael Harrison doesn't exist anymore. But I would love to ride some of these fabulous roller coasters that they have, but I'm afraid I'll pay for it by being ill. Now, virtual reality and roller coasters are melding, and they have this thing where you go on a real roller coaster, but you don't see anything. You put the helmet over your eyes, and there is a video scenario of, you know, you're fighting airplanes and jet fighters and, you know, video game stuff that is perfectly synced to the G-forces of the roller coaster. And I hear that it is the most outrageous experience in terms of virtual reality and media at this point. It's the most advanced thing that anybody could do, and you come away from it with an experience that's beyond anything that you can describe. I would love to do that, but I think I'd have to have an ambulance waiting for me to take me to the hospital for a day or two, so I'm not going to do it. But I'd love to try that.
Just go see Star Wars The Force Awakens in 3D, and you'll have the same experience, I bet.
Yeah, well, I Did you ever watch like the Bourne conspiracies or the Bourne movies? With Matt Damon. I had to leave the theater. I went to see one of them, and the whole technique of the handheld camera, where it creates a certain cinema verite of the 21st century, where it's not a still camera anymore, nor does it slide on rollers, but it's handheld to give a kind of a documentary look. And I was gone. I went to see a Bourne movie a number of years ago, the first one, and I was gone. I couldn't take it. I had to close my eyes, and then I just slinked out of the theater, and it took me a while to recover. So I don't think that technique is popular anymore. I think they've gone back to having a stationary camera in movies. I don't go to the movies.
Well, you know what gets me is the quick cuts where there's no scene, there's no piece of video longer than a second, and it's one cut, boom, 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 and I'm going, wait a minute, where am I? Who's fighting? What color is the good guy wearing? What color is the bad guy wearing? That's pretty common now, and that, to me, disorients me more than the handheld camera.
Mm-hmm. That can do that. That's also indicative of Hollywood's deference to the shortened attention span. And no matter whom you talk to, who's an expert on media, culture, technology, psychology, the attention span of the Homo sapiens animal is decreasing. I don't know what the consequences of that happens to be, but it's happening. You, as a writer, and you have several books now that are current. You have a series of murder mysteries. Do you find when you're writing now that you have to be more quick in terms of cuts between scenes? Does it affect literature?
Yes, it does. In a sense, if you're writing commercial literature that you want people to buy and read, and especially murder mysteries, there are rules in terms of the length of chapters. They can't be more than 3 pages or 1,000 words. Your sentences, where I might write a sentence that's an entire paragraph with semicolons and apostrophes and dashes and commas, I won't do that anymore. I will write a bunch of 7 or 8 word sentences with periods, and you just keep going to the next thought, the next thought, the next thought, instead of stringing them all together. So clearly it has affected writing in terms of the number of pages that books are now, the amount of white space on books, as opposed to that single spaced smaller font. You use bigger fonts and you have spaces between paragraphs. So absolutely, I think in commercial writing, now in serious literature, it's a different story, but you're dealing with generally older people, generally much, much more educated people who want a more relaxing, slow experience as opposed to a, you know, edge-of-your-seat thriller.
Well, when you sell books now, do you sell mostly paper books or virtual or, you know, digital books?
You know, it's interesting. The New York Times, as a matter of fact, today had a story about that. And people are now buying audiobooks more often than they're buying Kindle books or e-books. And I guess maybe that speaks to the shorter attention span. They don't have time to sit down and read, but they have time to plug in their iPod and listen to a story and stop it at a certain chapter, and it will it'll come back. So the e-books, definitely in the last two books that I did, which is the Master Builders and Something of the Night, the e-books outsold the paperback books, probably about 2-1.
All right, hold that thought. Hold that thought, Richard. We're going to continue a very fascinating subject because I want to get deeper into it when we come back right after this break.
Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course, you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Michael Harrison at 877-807-4048. And now, your host, Michael Harrison.
Talking to multimedia practitioner Richard Neer, we've been talking about e-books and audio books. And Richard, you were saying that more and more the audio book is becoming a popular way to publish books, and that people listen to them when they're running, you know, with their smartphone or when they're driving in the car. Wouldn't you think that if this were to become the case, that people will write for reading, for their words to be read aloud as opposed to be read, that it will change the nature of how books are written so that they lend themselves to the spoken word more than being read? There's a difference between dialogue, it'd be like an audio radio play, going back to the days of radio theater and radio drama, than somebody just reading a book. You follow what I mean?
You read my mind. I mean, I originally got involved in radio because my dad had this place he called the Four Bell Playhouse, and he'd have his friends come over, and they would adapt classic works, Tale of Two Cities, and they'd do their little scripts using Dickens' dialogue and turning them into radio plays back when radio plays were very popular on the air. And I've always wanted to do that. And it's interesting, I've always thought talking books were a great way to kind of bring that back. You're taking it a step further where instead of writing an actual book to be read, you write a book that is intended to be basically acted out. And that's pretty interesting, and that's something I'd like to do, frankly.
Yeah, because I would find that with today's audiobooks, the person, usually they hire an actor. Quite often the writer doesn't have the right skills to read their own book. So here you are, you're writing a book, it's in the voice of the writer, and then you have to have somebody, an actor, interpret your book to the listener who is listening to something being read to them. And I find that the actor has to play two roles, or more than two roles, but two functions. Function number one is the narrator. It was a very, very rainy night in the middle of a dark winter. John said to Jane, "Darling, I love you." Now, suddenly he goes from being the narrator to being a performer, being a character. Am I right? I mean, that's what has to happen. What you need is a different narrator and different actors. You have to have more than one person do it to take it to the next level.
Well, some books did that. I mean, some books in the early days of audiobooks would hire a man and a woman, and for the female parts, she'd read it, and he'd read the male parts. But it becomes cost prohibitive. You know, you have to pay two actors, and there wasn't enough money to be made, so they basically have hired one person. But very interestingly, you mentioned kindly FM, the rise and fall of rock radio. Well, I was contacted by the people who do audiobooks, and they said, "We want to turn your book into an audiobook, and we'll give you X dollars for it." Great, I said, "I will read it." And they said, No. You will not read it. We're going to hire somebody to read it." I said, "Well, no, I'm a radio person. I've done this all my life. I've been an actor. I can read my book." And they said, "Well, if you want to do that, we're not going to pay you. But we will pay somebody else a lot of money to read the book."
Interesting.
I'll read it for half that, a third of that. I just want to read it, but I do want to get something for it. They basically did not allow me to read the book unless I was willing to do it for free, which I wasn't. There was just much, much more work involved than I wanted to take on for nothing. And they hired somebody that I know, a good friend of mine, and he made several thousand dollars reading my book, as opposed to me, the voice of the book, the narrator of the book, the person who lived it, reading it himself. How about
Fred,
that?
I have two questions. We're running out of time. This is fascinating. One, why didn't they want you to read it when, in fact, you're every bit as good a narrator and a reader and a performer as whoever the person was who did it? And the second question is, why wouldn't you do it for nothing so as to keep your art intact? I can't believe you're so darn mercenary. I'm ashamed of you. But let's go back to the first part. Why didn't they want you to do it?
They didn't want me to do it. And I even said, "Look, I'll give you a chapter. I'll read a chapter to just prove to you that I'm not some guy that talks like this and I can't and I flub and everything. I'll give you a sample chapter to show you that I will do it." And I didn't want to make a lot of money. I just didn't want to set the precedent that I will do this stuff for free. Because, you know, if you do things for free, the next time around, they expect you to do it for free again. So you have to say, "Look, I need to get something for it."
Wow, you and I are so different. We just found this. No, I mean, I wouldn't let anybody read my book if I could do it for free. But that's just me, and that's just you. Your books are the Rise and Fall of FM Rock Radio, Villard. Gosh, I can't believe how many years it's been since that book came out, and it still stands as one of the books of record when it comes to the whole FM music radio scene, and that was published by Villard. It's still out there. And your new career, I call it a hobby that suddenly is becoming a career, because your real career is as a grand master of radio and a major figure in New York radio sports talk. Your new career is a murder mystery writer, Something of the Night and the Master Builders. That's available up on Amazon, correct?
That is correct. And my new one, Indian Summer, will be out October 4th, which continues with the same characters. And to me, you know, I'm hardly a good judge of my own work, but I think it's the best I've ever done.
Wow. And are there audio versions of it? I know the answer.
Well, I'll tell you what, Michael. These I would do for free. Because I'd get a royalty on it.
Listen to you.
But you have to understand, this is not an easy thing. I mean, you can take 2 or 3 weeks in the studio to do a book.
Yeah, but it's your book, for crying out loud. It's your art. It's your baby. Are you going to charge me for being a guest on the show today? What? I don't
get
paid.
You're not paying me?
Oh, no.
Wait a minute. Oh, we didn't negotiate the rate, but I thought there'd be something in it. A basket.
I'll send you flowers. Listen, thank you. I can't believe it. No, I would even read your book for free, let alone my own. I mean, you have to reevaluate your values, my friend. But then again, you know, maybe that's why you're rich and I'm poor.
Well, that might explain it. If you're willing to work for free,
right.
That, or you're so rich that you can afford to do that.
Yeah, I used to. One of the general managers at a radio station I worked at used to have a saying. He said, "Only the birds sing for free." And I finally now I finally understand what that means. Richard, thank you so much for joining us. Fun to talk to you. Richard Neer, ladies and gentlemen. I apologize for some of the past conversation if it smelled up your radio. I'm Michael Harrison. Thank you, Blake Schneiderhein, for running the controls. And thank you for listening. And have yourself a great weekend. Be back on Monday, God willing. And we'll do some more conversations right here on what used to be called a radio. Bye-bye.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.